The Brennan Center for Justice is a nonpartisan law and policy institute that often studies politics and legal spending across the country. Monday, its representatives were at the state capitol in Charleston to suggest to state lawmakers ways that can reform campaign finance reporting to make the process more transparent for you, the voter. I know. You heard the words campaign finance and you immediately zoned out. It's a complicated, complex issue, but one that's relevant now more than ever, as candidates for West Virginia offices throw punches about where it is the quote-unquote dark money is coming from, whether it's the Koch brothers or a political action committee run by Nancy Pelosi. It's easy for you to get caught up in it all and confused. Are they telling the truth, or are they throwing out allegations just to dig in on their opponent? Since the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision in 2010, states across the country have been working to reform the finance disclosure laws they have in place. The decision essentially allows corporations and unions to spend an unlimited amount of money on campaign ads for or against a candidate, meaning more money than ever is being dropped on political campaigns. Lawmakers in West Virginia considered a bill just last session to reform state campaign finance laws, but that bill ultimately failed. David Early, counsel with the Brennan Center, says there were some solid reforms in that bill the state should reconsider.
I think the most important thing is to ensure that the underlying donors are disclosed. So you can't hide behind an organization such as Mountaineers for Country Roads, and people have no idea who's really funding that, what they want, what they might be seeking from the legislature.
House Bill 4461 would have done just that, requiring the top donors to political committees be identified in television and radio ads. It would have also expanded the electioneering communications window, regulated the transfer of funds between two entities when they were meant for a political purpose, and would have required the disclosure of a donation to the Secretary of State's office within 24 hours. You can blame the bill's failure on a myriad of things: a chemical spill that became the focus of much of the session, a contentious abortion bill that caused days of debate in the House, or lawmakers just not wanting to change the way they receive donations in an election year. Either way, Senate Judiciary Chair Corey Palumbo says the feelings just may be different next year.
I think most people are sensitive to how much money is being poured into politics and sensitive to the fact that the vast majority of the money that's coming in, at least seemingly to me, is coming in from sources that we have no information about.
But lawmakers just may be more likely to get behind the change if you, their constituents, do too. And Early says there are two major reasons why you should care.
First, they should just want to know who is trying to influence their votes and what's really going on in that ad you see on television.
Second, he says, you then have the power to keep your politicians in check.
Of course, people support candidates that already agree with their positions, right? But on the other hand, if one particular spender spent a substantial amount and a legislature seems to go out of his or her way to help them with a particular issue, I think the public should be concerned about that. Because, you know, the representatives should represent all of their constituents equally, regardless of whether they gave to them or not, and regardless of whether they supported them at the polls or not. It shouldn't be because someone spent $10,000 or $100,000 supporting a candidate that he or she gets special access and meetings and perhaps even bills and laws from our elected officials. Everyone should have an equal opportunity to participate in our democracy.
Still, Early says, there will always be people or groups looking for ways around the disclosure laws, which means the work will never be complete. Lawmakers will continually have to keep up with innovations in campaigning in order to make sure the system is as fair as it can be. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.